Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Superintendent of Pella Schools Greg Ebeling joins us today to talk about the budget and enrollment numbers.
Each year we do a work session with the board that's kind of around our financial position. And of course, a big driver for our financial position is our student enrollment. And we've had some enrollment decline over the last 3 years. 3 years ago, we lost 25 students. Last year, we lost 52 students. And then this year, we lost about another 28 students. So we've got a total net loss over the last 3 years of over 100 students. And that's significant because each student actually has a state allowance of about $6,400 per student. And that, of course, is direct dollars that come into the district, either through property tax or state aid. So we just have that concern because of that negative enrollment trend. We know we have some classes at the high school that are also so larger classes, and it may be a challenge to bring in as many kindergartners as we will graduate in some of those years. So our enrollment trend could stay kind of negative here for a while. Obviously, we're doing a lot of good things that can help market the district and you know, bring students in, but it's still a concern. And so if you look at our financial position, we're really in a solid financial position right now. But we are starting to see kind of a negative trend line. And if that negative trend line keeps going, it'll put us in a not good financial position later on. So we just got to be very aware of that, be very cautious about what we add into the system, really looking at our budget and kind of how we handle that for the next few years. So that's just kind of something for the district to pay attention to, for everybody to pay attention to that works here, because we know that if that trend line continues, it'll create some major budget concerns for us.
I guess the question that a lot of people will ask is why? And that's obviously a multi-layered, certainly an answer that has a lot of different factors to it, and it always does, because you've got a Christian school in town where they offer certain things, and that might be enticing to others. You have people who just simply move out of town because of work. You have people who are moving into town because of work. So it's a constantly changing environment, and one that you can't probably narrow down to a lot of factors, but what are some of the things that you guys have noticed with the trend lines?
When you look at students that moved in and moved out over the last year, actually our registrar, Alyssa Grandia, keeps track of that. And so Alyssa tracked that, and we actually showed that information to the board last night. And we had about 103 students that moved in over the last year. And they moved in from out of state, moved in from Des Moines area, other parts of the state, all over the place. And then we had about 113 students move out. And the same thing was true. They moved, like 27 of those students moved out of state. So it's really kind of all over the board. Mostly it's families moving around. So that in versus out, just in that area, we lost a net 10 students, basically. And you're going to see that, and that's going to happen. It's not necessarily because of Pella Christian or the homeschool movement, but we do have students that every year move between the Pella Christian School and the Pella Community School and vice versa. So that just naturally happens just because of being in the same community. But we're always wanting to make sure we market our school well. Pella system has a good reputation. Pella community in general, whether it's the public or the Christian school, you know, people value education here, and it's an important thing. We also have a very strong homeschool movement that's there as well, and that's popular for some parents. And so we don't really begrudge anybody to make a choice, but certainly we always have to be cognizant about what kind of programs we're offering, how attractive we are, and by doing that, we in turn kind of market ourselves.
There's a lot of good things going on here at Pella that could help that, and one of the trends that was a positive trend is that you've got really boosted preschool enrollment. So you got a lot of youngsters that are coming in. In fact, when I was looking at the numbers, within 5 years, you've almost doubled the size of your preschool program. You've got a new career academy coming in. You've got some new buildings, obviously, at the elementary level that will be here in the next couple of years. So there's a lot of things that you're doing to try and entice people to come to your district.
Certainly, our preschool enrollment has doubled over the last 5 years, and so we've got really a large number of preschoolers, and a lot of those kids do actually end up in our kindergarten classes. Certainly, with us improving our facilities, building a new elementary school, all those things are very attractive for parents. Our career academy program, our high school is definitely an attractive element because we've got a lot of really good programs at our high school, our career academy being one of those. but Project Lead the Way classes and extracurriculars in other areas too, or, you know, just strong extracurricular, co-curricular athletic programs. I mean, all those things help. And so our high school enrollments stayed strong, and we just keep working on those things. So it's not that we are doing anything wrong, I don't think, but it's just a matter of right now, the kindergarten students that are coming into the district are not as many as our seniors, and you have that factor plus just the natural attrition that happens with people moving in and out of the community.
That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village of Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.